You're listening to the Beer House Podcast. I'm Dan.
I am Rob.
And I'm Robin.
And together,
we're
here to drink some beer.
We are the Beer House Podcast.
Yes, that too. But we're here to drink some beer, more importantly.
Yeah.
We've got three beers that are going to be...
Beer that I like.
Yes.
Sure.
Tonight, yeah. Tonight I'm hoping so, because Danny usually picks it out for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got you two beers, at least, hopefully, that you'll like. So we'll see how that goes. This is kind of a random selection that we've decided to pick instead of what we're normally going to feature, which will be probably next episode or next coming soon. Anyways, we're going to have to do part two of our Berkeley Beer Company.
Oh, yes.
Loki Randall.
The part two.
Part two, yes. But for now, we're going to do some random good, selections.
Rob. You missed out on that one.
Yeah, they were really, were really good. They were fantastic.
I believe you.
Okay,
those
good.
Guys down there are really nice.
Yeah,
and really. What do you got today, Danny? Yep.
So,
start it up.
Let's move on here. So this one, again, from the favorite brewery that everybody seems to just love. This is, excuse me, it's an Epoch. It's a smoothie sour. It is from Third Moon, based in Milton, Ontario. This is the creamsicle version. So it's orange and vanilla and with soft serve ice cream as well inside.
Brutal, buddy. Brutal.
5% ice.
Anybody who doesn't go and get one of these is fucking dumb.
Yeah, so 5% alcohol here. So the label's a little different. Mostly Epochs, they got the skull head, and he's usually drinking either whatever
Correct.
Flavor it is.
Correct.
In this case, he's literally a creamsicle.
Yeah.
So
I'm excited.
It's a popsicle with a skull melting. Face. So yeah, with a skull on it.
Anybody who's had a creamsicle as a kid, like, you would want to drink that. I can already tell. I know.
This is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, so it should
this
be really
is
good.
Be fantastic.
The background, it's orange. It's got a picture of, it looks like, I guess, a bottle.
A bottle walking.
Yeah, bottle walking.
With
like
arms.
A cartoon.
Label shit.
And then you got the Epoch guy, the skull there. It's very simple, but pretty cool at the same time because their graphics or their
slushy
labels are always wicked.
Slushy.
I give us an 8 for label.
8.5.
I give it a 5. They should have just put a creamsicle ice cream
it
picture.
Is. It is a creamsicle.
That's what that guy
hold
is, dude.
Hold on a second. He doesn't see it because he's not close enough. So look at it.
Oh, I see the chunks sticking
out.
Yeah.
It's on
but
a
it
thing.
Should have been
it's
more
melting.
Prevalent. Should look like a kid's drink.
Of course, but
yeah.
It's not a kid's drink. It's a man's drink.
That's right.
Right. Yeah, but still. You wanna,
just made a point.
Yeah, are you still sticking with the 5?
After
I'll
looking
upgrade
at
to
it.
A 6 because it's like ambiguous.
Okay.
I know the beer is going to be like a 10 or 11.
We know the beer is going to be fantastic.
It. You'd be dumb if you don't eat it. If you don't drink that, you're dumb.
Well,
you got to try it.
Let's see how it comes out, Rob.
100%.
Because we know from previous experience that all Epochs in the slushy format
are, not all good?
Are fantastic.
Oh, okay.
No, that they are. So that going forward...
They're all going to be good.
Simple as that.
We have a known history.
Known history.
We have a known future.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I wanted to hear. A known history. So we have a known future for these guys because these guys are kick-ass guys.
Yeah.
Brewmasters.
I'm excited. Like, I'm legit excited.
This is going to be the...
I think I'm salivating.
Oh, my God.
Was it a lot of orange
did
in
you
there?
Just smell the beer yet?
I haven't smelled it yet. I'm
it smells a little funky, though.
It smells good.
Yeah, it smells like orange. You can smell a little bit of the vanilla in it.
Primarily orange?
A little bit. Primarily orange.
Yeah. But yeah,
primarily
but like
orange.
Lots of orange.
I'm not getting so much vanilla.
Okay, yeah, you're getting a little bit at the end.
Just the color, guys. Like,
oh, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, it's like a creamy orange.
You're unsure. You're like, is it
guys
a beer?
Guys and girls. Like, ladies, you're gonna like this. I don't even try it yet, but I know you're going to like it.
This is going to be good for all
Cheers,
ages.
Guys.
Not all
100%.
Ages, but anybody who's
100%.
18,
guys, 15, go buy it for your woman.
14, whatever.
As a treat.
Did not disappoint.
Did not disappoint, no.
Got the vanilla and issued a little bit of the orange, and then it hits with the orange right after, just like nice and...
They both like,
yeah. It's very
just
cool.
Yeah. Really like,
yeah.
They're grooving.
Convoluted.
They're grooving.
Yeah.
This is a
very
is
well mixed sick. Coffee, or like, you know, when you got the best coffee, it's like perfect.
It's like the way they
this
made
the
it.
Perfect slushy, slurpy, whatever you want to call it.
They know what
smoothie
they're doing. Guys.
Sour,
smoothie
yeah.
Sour.
Fantastic as usual. 9.5 for me.
Yep.
9.5, hands down.
I want to give it a 10, but I'll say 9.5.
Well, but you gave it a 10 before. I'll give it a 10. Drank it's a 10. It's so a 10. I don't know, man. Guys, it's totally up 10. To you.
It's got, I'm gonna go with 10. Yeah.
You go with 10?
Just buy it, drink it. We're not getting paid to tell you this.
No,
eh?
At all.
At all.
At all. We're just doing this because this comes from our heart.
We're doing it because we love this beer, but it's Epoch is it's a series. They always put them out. They always have different flavors. And they're like, they're always good. You got ones that are like fantastic, and then you got ones that are very good. I've never had one that's been like, meh, it's all right.
Correct.
Can't think of that.
I have, but you know what? It's only because it was a bit warm.
Oh, that's probably why.
That's probably why.
Oh, went over.
But other than that,
unfortunately, people.
This has to be cold.
Yeah, so you have to pick it up at the brewery, take it home. Refrigerated, so bring like all a the cooler. Way through.
Yep.
Yeah, and then you can enjoy it.
You can also put in a slushy machine and make it a slushy if you want it as well. Only the smoothie sours you can do. But yes, they are Milton, Ontario. If you guys are in the area, or you know,
you're so lucky, through. You're
passing
so close.
Through. Exactly. Yeah. Go by, pick them up. Oh, they're make fantastic.
A trip. I'm gonna make a trip tomorrow. Make a trip tomorrow. Yeah,
I think
that's
you
a great
should.
Idea. Any smoothie sours, pick them up. Don't think. Just pick them just blindly. Fill up that cart. You got $432 bill. What? How many beers did I get? 36. What the hell?
No, just go buy it. Go buy like 10 like, or 12. Like it'd be
60
fine.
Beers.
Probably something like
60
that.
Spend 60 bucks. It's the best $60 you'll ever spend on buying like 12 beers.
Hands down, guys. Spend the money on a $7 or $8 beer.
Yeah.
You will be happy.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little more expensive. These just ones, are, I don't know if they're just $7 or $8, but either way, they're a little bit more pricey, but they're fantastic. Yeah, they taste good. And I mean, you're paying for quality.
Beer. Yeah, you share the beer. Share the beer.
You
with
don't have to share the beer, guys. Buy an $8 beer.
And drink it. Enjoy it.
Enjoy it. Then understand that next time you have one and you share that, the person beside you is going to enjoy it so much that they're going to be like, I'm going to grab some too. I'm going to bring some over and we're going to enjoy it together. And then so on and so forth.
It's like with anything. You want something that's quality, you got to pay a little bit more for it.
You got quality friends, people? Because if you do, you'll be drinking quality beer.
And there you go.
Yeah, this is going to ruin all other beers for you.
Hands down.
It probably will, but it's fantastic. So it doesn't matter.
Super
okay.
treat.
What do we got up next?
Let's move on to our snack. We've got a snack from the
where are we flying to?
U.S.
Oh,
tariff
US
free.
U.S. and day.
How much did this cost us this time?
$4,000 tariff. No, there's no tariffs on this one. But this is Andy Caps. They're ranch fries. We've done the Andy Caps before, and they've been really good.
We have.
This is the ranch flavor. It is a basically package. Half of it's blue. The other half, you can just see the actual fries themselves. It says ranch fries in big letters as well, so you can't miss it. I guess Andy Cap, the logo, the Sherlock Holmes looking guy, I guess.
Literally. Flicking one of the ranch fries in his mouth.
Yep, flicking the ranch. Yeah, he doesn't have the pipe. He's got the ranch fries instead.
Yeah, exactly.
And the background, just gives a little more flavors that they've got, which we had the onion rings before. Those
we never tried the hot fries. I'm excited for the hot fries.
We do have some fire fries.
Fire fries. I think not the hot fries from Andy Caps.
Not yet.
No. But
not yet.
Well, we're going to try these guys out first, see what they're like, and we'll go from there. But packaging-wise,
straightforward.
I mean, straightforward, yeah. They've all looked similar. 8 out of 10 for me.
Yep, 8.5.
No, I'm going to give the front a 7.
Right.
And the back an 8.5. Because it shows you what else you could get.
Okay. Sure.
But you're not buying what else they have. You're buying what is there.
Right, but if that's all that's there, then you can actually look forward to what else is there.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, I want the hot fries see. Now that we see this, is like, okay, you're cool. Like ranch, hopefully this is good.
But if you're at the store, you probably see the hot fries beside the ranch.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Remember, these are rare snacks that we
to be
up.
Honest, though, I thought it would be
not,
vice versa.
Not done in the U.S.
I thought the higher rating would be the front because you're rating the actual package itself the way it looks.
When you're buying it, well,
got to be a little bit controversial.
Yeah, teacher's own.
That's fine. All right.
You've rated this one?
Yes,
8.5, you said?
Yeah, correct.
Cool. Let's get it open and see how it goes.
Let's see if this is actually like as good as the last ones. Because I think the last ones were around the 7.5 or 8.
I'm going to grab a few of them because they're small. Ooh, I grabbed too many. Okay, well, that's not what I intended.
I intend to do this.
These are corn snacks. They look basically like, they smell like ranch. Like Cheetos. They look like, like Cheetos.
Wow. Smell like ranch. Fully.
Oh, I grabbed too much.
Sorry, oh, guys. And they taste like them too. Yeah, these are addictive. These are good.
Oops.
Bad news bears.
Yeah, you can polish this bag off in about 5 minutes.
Light.
Very light.
Simple seasoning, but good seasoning. Has a good, real bold flavor.
No, but they disappear.
They disappear, but the taste is really nice.
Like, yeah, it's a good flavor.
It's not overbearing.
You're super puffed.
8 out of 10, guys. Hands down.
Yeah,
this
I'm going.
This is a good snack. I mean, I wouldn't buy these all the time, but again, good snack, good taste.
8.5 for me. These are really good.
Yeah, I'll resonate with Rob over here at 8.
That's
damn. Yeah, really good.
Damn, and I think that pairing with that beer and that was really good too. I don't know what the hell that was. Ranch?
Yeah, it's got like a creamy creamsicle. I guess that's your theme right there, but
damn.
Really good. Really, really good.
Unexpected for a U.S. brand of, you know.
Well, I mean, the last ones we had the onion rings. I think they were the spicy ones. And I remember them being pretty good. We enjoyed them. I think you were, Robin, I think you were on the podcast too when we had them.
The handicap onion rings?
Yeah, I think it was the onion rings. That
I probably would have liked them too.
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah, they're very stout on the flavor.
Yeah, which is nice because a lot of people are very stingy on the flavor.
Yeah, just don't be sour on the flavor because it's very stout. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to say, Dan. Did we close these? No, I hope not. So keep going, Dan. What's the next beer on the list?
You're just going to eat more of those.
Yeah, I'm just gonna pass it down over here to Robin. So what do you got up next, Dan?
Well, yeah, but what about for me, man?
Yeah, it's fine. You grab the next beer and then we'll feed you after.
Oh, okay. I'll put these away.
I'm just going to grab a couple more and that's it. Okay, that's good.
Where's the next beer, Dan?
All right, put those away. Our next beer comes to us, again, these are all breweries that we have featured, but this one comes to us from Counterpart Brewery based in Niagara Falls, Ontario. And
That looks good.
Rolla.
Yep.
We've had quite a few of these.
Yeah, we've had the Roller Series quite a few. Yeah, this one's
different.
Mm-hmm.
This is the stuff.
Remember the last one we had that was, we did a blind taste test.
Nice for the label.
Holy, Rob, chill.
Okay.
He hasn't even explained it yet. He's still eating his damn freaking sticks.
I know, but it looks like a
high
roller
sticks.
Issue or situation.
It's a dice roll, bro.
Yeah, we had the blind taste test the last one we did, and it ended up being a Kit Kat. Remember that one?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
uh-huh.
So this one is made with cacao, nougat, caramel, vanilla, and lactose. It's based off of a Mars bar. And, yep, Mars bar right in the back there. So the label, it's black. It's got the few dice, and it's... And it says Roller, excuse me, in red letters. It's an oatmeal stout that's 6% alcohol.
But it says capital letters stout. See?
You like your capitals. Okay, anyways.
A little bit bigger than the last few beers that we've had.
That's sure.
So it's all the way around, and then there's a bonus at
the back. It just says Mars Bar, so it gives you the kind of flavor. Sick. It says Counterpart Brewing with their logo.
In white with red. So it's like, here. Like
it's black, white, and red.
No, but even the words look like Mars.
Yeah.
Yep, that's
everything does.
Supposed to be inspired by Mars, right? So,
yeah,
but not legitly.
Yes, but not legit. But we will
inspire.
We will give this a shot. Oh yeah, label. You give us a 9. What about you?
This is a 3, probably. If I thought properly, maybe around an 8.
3 and then 5, 8. Yeah, okay, that works.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
I did my math and it made sense.
Right, 3 plus 5 is 8.
I was just counting up the numbers on the dice.
But the only thing they're missing there is Braille.
Gotcha.
Okay. I give this an 8 as well.
Yeah, well, what, like really, they're just missing some Braille.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to open this now.
Open the beer and pour it, please. ASAP. We need more beer. And some more of these damn fucking cheesy things.
Yeah, these ranch-flavored fries.
Handicaps.
Yeah. Because I am handicapped right
now. This is pouring out nice and brown. Which is cool. It's like a dark brown.
What was the percentage,
6%.
Okay, I see. So it's going to be simple, but nice.
Simple, but nice.
It's nice.
Very nice.
Seriously.
Let's see what this is about. The Mars Bar.
The Mars Bar. Let's give it a shot. It smells nice.
I anticipate. This is excellent.
I smell a little bit of chocolate, and I get a little caramel, too.
Chocolate? That I can smell. I don't know about the caramel.
Yeah, it smells sweet.
Sweet? Okay. If you say
so. It smells like a sweet, like almost like a little bit of caramel.
What's the percentage on it?
Smells nice.
Six.
So it's not really high.
No, not very high at all. All right. Cheers, guys.
I really think this is going to be a kick ass.
Let's hope.
It's thicker than I thought it was going to be. That's nice.
It's tasty.
Hey, taste the caramel right away. At least I do.
Yeah, I get a little bit of caramel and chocolate. It's not really Mars bar-ish. Well, I guess maybe it's a little Mars bar-ish, but I was expecting a little bit more chocolate flavor.
You know when you get sandwiches and they have like a top and a bottom, and then you get a sandwich that's open-faced?
Yeah.
This is like an open-faced sandwich.
Interesting.
That's what it looks. That's what it feels
yeah,
like.
Yeah, it's like
me.
it tastes like it's there, but not quite there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's yeah. there, but it's not 100% all there. So it's just off by a bit.
So you're disappointed?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
You're asking. You were thinking more. Is it going to be more rich?
Well, I mean,
like a deep fried Mars bar.
We've had different beers that taste like candy, as yeah. well as chocolate.
Well, even the Kit Kat one. The Kit Kat one had more to it.
And they had that taste there. Even that crunchy.
Yep. The toffee
flavor, you could taste it through there. This one is, and Mars is probably really hard because, again, it's a very thick.
Yeah, it's a very chocolatey, beer. But that's why I was expecting this stuff to taste a little more chocolatey. You can taste the chocolate, but it's not as prominent.
Exactly. It's not because I think the interior of the Mars bar, whatever you're eating, the nougat part, is probably the more substance area yep. rather than the chocolate. And I'm thinking in my head, like,
a longer lasting flavor.
Yes. And in this, you're not getting the chocolate, but you're getting another flavor, but it just doesn't quite add up.
Yeah, it's not a bad stout at all, but yeah, for what it is, like, I mean, the Kit Kat had more, it was a little bolder, it had more of a Kit Kat flavor, you tasted yes. kind of the wafer.
Yes.
You could taste the chocolate a little bit more.
You could taste the layers.
Yeah, this one, you don't, it's...
This is fine, but still, I mean, yeah. damn, this is a good beer regardless.
Still really good, but yeah.
It just doesn't taste more 100%. Standard. Exactly, rather than a whole Mars bar, I'm not too sure about that, but... It tastes really, and if you guys put Mars bar in it, fuck.
Get a little bit of vanilla.
Then I'm totally screwed up.
Get a little bit of vanilla in the aftertaste, sir. It is very tasty. I'm still going to give us a 7.5, though. I'm enjoying it.
It's a good.
It's just it's
a
not. Good beer. Yeah, it's not quite what I thought it would be.
This is an 8. This is an 8. Yeah, it's a good beer. It is a good beer.
It is a good beer. Yeah, I mean either way, but again, this is another one that they do series of their roller, their oatmeal stout. So they have like a regular one, and then they have different flavors, and then during like Christmas or Halloween, sometimes seasonally, go ahead and steal some more fries. You don't have to give me that look. During that,
that's what happens when you steal food.
Good seriously, food. During some, they're seasonal, and they put out like chocolate bar flavors. So we've got another one lined up, but we're not going to tell you what it is.
What until we do like the next snack? You mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
No, not now. Not today.
Oh.
Another type.
You got too excited there.
too many good things in one day is not a good thing. It's not. Yeah. It's actually a bad thing. So.
But we'll get to that one. This one, again, I'm getting a little more vanilla out of it now. It's very tasty. Okay.
The finish.
Speaking of chocolate, we're going to do the... yes. this is perfect.
It's like having a pun.
Yep.
Push it in your face right here.
So this is from Australia. They're pods. We had the Snickers version before. This pods. Is the Mars version. So we're going to compare the Mars pods.
To the Mars bar.
To the Mars
The Mars
beer.
Pod to the Mars bar.
So it's basically, it's a crispy shell on the outside. It's got some caramel and some chocolate in it from the picture. Cool. It's a cream color background. It says pods on it in big letters. And then Mars underneath to let you know what the flavor is.
If I'm not mistaken, doesn't Mars usually have a peanut or something inside? Like
no.
Nut? No?
No, Mars
is the one that doesn't have it.
Right? Yeah, Mars is the one that's peanut free.
Correct. Okay, good. Snickers is
old Henry.
Snickers.
So the
Snickers.
Snickers, yeah. The back says deliciously rich Mars caramel cradled in a crispy baked wafer topped with creamy milk chocolate.
What was the other pods that we had? We had pods.
Snickers.
Snickers pods, okay.
So these ones look like
they have a peanut, so I'm guessing these are going to be almost the same.
They're
like competitors almost.
Yeah, I think this one actually might be better because it's got the caramel in there. You'll probably taste a lot more.
Caramelo.
The other one was chocolate. It was Snickers, which I think
it was that toffee. Not toffee. It was that something.
It was. I don't know.
There was something else inside.
It was good, but it wasn't as. It was too chocolatey, from what I remember.
Exactly.
It wasn't as like Snicker like. So I'm hoping these ones are going to be better, but nonetheless,
they look nice. The packaging. So
packaging is really good. It's 8.5 for me for packaging.
8. Hands down.
Like the right picture's really big.
Pods,
yeah,
it tells Mars, you. And it shows you what the hell it is.
Like, it kind of draws you in.
Maybe not the right size, but, you know, it shows you what it is.
I could agree to an 8, but I'm going to say 7.5 because I think the Mars should be more prevalent versus the pods. I get that the pods are the is the brand.
Yeah.
Mars is just the flavor, though. That's why it's
flavor. Mars flavored pods.
Yes, exactly.
Mm. Pods with Mars flavor.
Mm-hmm. A pod. We put the thing. So pods just goes to every chocolate company and says, yo, let me make your shit a pod. They're like, oh, okay.
Here in it Australia, is. Not up here.
Where are these from? Australia?
Yep.
These oh, are from- shit, son.
We have free trade Australia.
And I'm taking two of them. Passing them along.
I do think so.
Pass the Dutchie fun.
I'm going to jump in now while you guys.
Left for you guys. You're going 2-2? I'm going to grab
one. Oh, you grab two? Sure.
Well, it looks like a pod.
Crispier, like you really get the Snickers. I never tasted the looks like the crispy outer shell as much.
Fried wafer with.
This is nice. Wow.
It's a little different, but
the outside shell is different.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like the Snickers one. I couldn't taste the wafer as much as this. This it got a lot more wafer out of it.
You know what? It complements this beer very well.
I gotta say, the layering system on this damn thing is friggin' fantastic.
You know what? It puts the top part of the sandwich on this beer.
On that Mars?
Yep. If they had more Mars in that beer.
Well, I mean,
that would have done
at the
it.
End of the day, well, let's just Rob,
pour it out.
At the end of the day, Rob, it you know, we're right here, like, right
super
now.
Super well.
We might as well just pour it out, try it out for ourselves.
Yep.
And it just complete really the situation well. Because, yeah. You know, it only takes a few minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't take very long.
It's super.
No, I mean, grab another
pretty
one.
Pretty good.
Dan.
Yeah, it's grabbing another, like, grab another
one. Jerry Maguire situation. You complete me. This is it.
Yeah, this is the one is this it. Time, guys. This one is meant for the. This is meant for the thing.
Look, it's got a nice caramel right in the middle too. Yeah, these are good. These are much better than the Snickers ones. Mm. And they're crunchy. I'm gonna give these guys an 8.5.
Wow, guys.
And then with the beer, it's even better.
If yeah. any of you like dipping your Oreo into yeah. milk or anything yeah, yeah, of that yeah. shit, this is the same yeah. shit for men. You grab one of that and one of these, holy shit, this is good stuff. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to be doing this all night, but...
You pop one of those nice. Back.
You're not thinking
Andy
after.
Andy Cap style.
Woo!
yeah.
Pop it back.
And then grab chase a Mars. It. This is a good chaser. This is a good chaser for that.
And the chocolate's really nice because it's not super rich, but it's perfect. It sits on your tongue while you're drinking the beer. It just
washes it.
Yeah, it's really, really good. Yeah, that's did I say 8.5? I think, yeah, 8.5 is what I gave it. Rob?
Guys, okay, so by itself right now, I give it a maybe like a 7.3, yeah.
7.3, okay.
Yeah, 7.3 is a good number for that one. But complimenting the Mars bar, I give it a 7.7.
Really?
Yeah, because it was really good with that 7.7 over there.
What about you?
But
well, I'm going to go with...
Thank God we had both at the same time.
Full 8.
True.
Full 8. And then complimentary between the two. Then we got like a 9 situation going on.
Yeah. I give it 8.5, and with the beer, it's a 9.
Yes, wow.
Yeah, really good.
It was good.
Yeah, because it caps, like what Rob said, the you know the sandwich without the missing top.
Oh, the
yes, face. The top part
finishes,
of the sandwich.
Open face
caps,
sandwich.
Whatever you want to, like open face, whatever, it closes it up.
That was good.
Yeah, good pairing.
Yeah, that was really good. I mean, but the much better than the Snickers ones. Like, I wasn't as big of a fan of the Snickers. Those, I would eat more.
Yeah, the caramel really
made
it.
You don't think I'll do next? Kit Kat.
Kitty here,
and the outer shell was really happened. Good on this guy, man.
Yeah,
I was very
yeah. nice and crunchy, yeah, like, and better than the Snickers.
Yeah,
ones.
Hands down. I wasn't sure about that Snickers. I don't remember exactly what happened.
We were okay with it, but we weren't like it wasn't something we're like,
it wasn't
wow,
like a
this
hit.
Is good. No, it wasn't. This is more of a hit than Snickers for sure.
You could eat this by itself and enjoy it.
Yeah, like much. One or two. It depends on the person, but like for me, one
there,
or two.
Yeah, but there's
I'm good.
You're
it's
good,
rich.
But it's rich.
It's rich,
but it's tasty. So
yeah.
What do we got up next, Danny? Hopefully something rich enough to complement what we just had right here.
Well, unfortunately,
unfortunately. Uh-oh. Great.
I'm here not sure go. It's going to compliment it, but this one's from Wood Brothers out near Van Cleek, Ontario, which is essentially near Quebec, I guess.
I remember these dudes.
Yes.
We've had them before.
They make fantastic IPAs, and guess what this is, Rob?
This is a double IPA.
Yes, it is. So it's called Deadwood.
Dead.
It's double. A double IPA.
Is it piney?
I don't know.
It's hoppy.
We're going to try. A pine tree on the front. What is that?
It's hop.
That's a hop. That's their logo. All right.
A hop. It's not a pine tree.
So the logo, it looks like a leaf, but it's a hop.
Pine cone.
I'll leaf, go half. Pine cone. Can you like half?
Half what? Half
yeah,
of half?
I would, no,
yeah, less. Less
half for me.
Half the, of half the, can, of the cup or half of the can?
No, like half the cup.
Ah, half yeah. the cup. Okay. Yeah, we can go less than
sorry, that. Guys.
No, no worries. So
the super simple label, guys.
Yeah, very simple. The can is just basically, it's just the steel aluminum, and they got roughly about half a can worth of label that's kind of put around the middle. And it's kind of like a greenish, like a dark green, I guess, yeah.
I couldn't even tell from this distance, but if it's even green.
Yeah, it's kind of greenish. I just, it's got a, but it's like a blackish green with a green tinge to it.
It does have a green tinge. I mean, it's, I mean, the hop symbol, great, if you don't even know what the hell that is.
Yeah, and then the back says beer is fun, and it says Deadwood, and lets you know what it is. And that's...
Drink fresh, guys.
Yeah, and drink fresh.
Strong beer. Perfect.
Drink fresh.
Let's do it.
Yeah, and so you've got the can date on there, too.
Unfermented?
So.
This label...
Unfiltered, you mean?
Unfiltered?
Six and a yes. half.
It might be unfiltered, which means...
Six and a half.
Six guys, and a half?
Label.
I give label a seven.
I don't know. Just doesn't fucking... I mean, it's super minimalistic. It's nice, but eh.
It's all right.
Six and a half. Rob?
Four.
Oh, woof.
Okay.
And why is that, Rob? Please explain. You can't just give it a four.
It's too bland for
just
me.
Just too plain. Like,
what is that?
It's too plain. Yeah, it's not getting the point.
It doesn't there's say not anything. Like,
big
nothing.
Words for you.
It should say IPA right beside the
it
hop.
It doesn't have big
words.
And
then I would
words,
just bypass
right?
it.
Gotcha.
I wouldn't even, like, investigate.
Maybe we gotta invest in some like you know, like some prescription glasses, so that it's magnification prescriptions. So
prescription
every time you look
glasses.
At beers,
I have like it's 0.25, like boom,
stout.
0.25 on my left eye.
Double IPA, so single IPA.
The way this looks, it's a yellowish orange and it's nice and hazy. So it's got the juice look to it, and I can smell it, and it smells
it looks
very
good.
Juicy.
It looks good. Looks like something you would want on a
summer day,
a hot day. Yeah.
For this percentage of alcohol, I'm. Really, kind
so
of.
So it's high on the percentage.
Yeah, it's high.
It's 8.2.
8.2, yeah. All right.
It's just as high as the stouts we just had.
It's almost like a wine.
It's higher than the stout.
No, a like wine, a it would be a 14. Roughly, usually 13, 14.
A light champagne?
Yeah, oh, wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is going to be kick-ass.
Very,
oh,
very brutal.
Robin's
it smells like weed.
Robin's going to hate this
hardcore.
Shit.
Anybody
guys.
Likes weed, buy this beer.
Guys, this
you
is
will drink
shit.
This
it smells,
with like
it smells,
a flavor
it,
in your mouth poppy, that you would love.
It does poppy. Smell very citrusy as well, yeah. And I get a little bit of tropical notes, too.
Yeah.
Tropical.
And, yeah, and
tropical.
You get,
all the tropical notes. Rob, just meditate on the smell for a second and then understand it.
Yeah, a little bit tropical.
Smell
I can, I can, accents. I can say maybe a little bit of pineapple or something like that. But yeah, I can see what you're talking about with the weed too. Because
it's
there.
It's hard in there. Anybody who likes food, buy this beer. Like buy it today, buy it right now.
You're lucky.
Like, go look for it. Order it online. You have to order it online.
Mmm, very sweet aftertaste.
8%. Sure.
8.2, yeah, very smooth for 8.2%.
I thought it would offend me more. It doesn't offend me at all.
It's no. not boozy.
It's very bright tasting. You get
juicy.
That citrusy, juicy kind of flavor.
Almost
and then it and
finishes
then it's
like a very mild strawberry out of like Lucky Charms or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And you get like that kind of like that
candy
sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really nice, guys.
Interesting. I didn't think I would like this at all. It's actually not bad.
Because
you
it finishes really nice. It's not super bitter.
Let me get through here. Yeah, there's no bitter.
It's not
no,
super
bitter.
It's not bitter
it
at all.
It smells like weed to me.
And there
yeah, it
might
it doesn't
be
taste
weed
how it smells.
It. Yeah. I mean.
Well, I mean, we've had beers that have
there's
terpenes
be
in them.
People out there that have my taste buds, for sure. For sure.
For
so,
sure.
Yeah, the quality of this one is damn good.
The smell really of good. It is hardcore. Like, it smells like weed.
But you see, because of the smell, I think the taste throws me off.
Yeah.
In my mouth. It's just weird.
Yeah, because you're smelling one thing you're
yeah,
tasting.
Yeah, and you're tasting something totally different. You're
it's,
just like, wait, what the hell's
off,
going on?
It starts off tasting how it smells. Like, you get that kind of citrus, you, like the way it smells.
Yeah, but
citrus.
Have a sip now.
But
it doesn't
then,
taste
I
like
would
yours.
Buy it.
Like,
just, so, I would actually
then it just
buy
totally
it.
Changes.
If I saw it again, I would buy it. I would go, oh, that's that one. I would say that's that one. It's not bad.
This is a good beer to share, guys. Like, hands down, this is a really good beer. you're not thinking about what you're drinking.
Nope.
That's for sure. You can probably drink up a whole can to yourself and then get hammered after the second one, at least.
Yeah, but it's way better than anything commercially available. 100%.
Dan, how much? Oh, yeah. What was the cost on this roughly?
I don't remember. Say? These guys are fairly pricey. That being said, I had to order them online.
What would it be roughly? Would you say just for the can of beer?
Probably about $6, $7.
$7, guys. Okay, at the end of the day, it is but for totally an 8.2%
can.
You're talking about a quality beer.
It's like drinking two beers in one.
Legit.
Exactly.
And two quality beers. So if you're going to go out tonight, you're paying $4 to $5 a shitty beer anyway, or an import beer. So I mean, you might as well get one of these. Dan, you'll be more than happy.
You could nurse this for sure.
And I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy it so much that you're going to start enjoying good quality shit, not just beer.
Just in general.
It changes. It changes the way you look at stuff.
I'm impressed. Like you could see this it in my face great. For sure. I was probably
yeah,
at the
Robin
beginning.
Is hard
so
to
like,
impress I'm in actually, any which way.
Yeah, when it comes to IPAs, he's extremely hard to impress. And the fact that he likes it, and even said he would drink it again.
This is how you
I'm
show
shocked.
How good these guys make their beer nowadays.
Yeah,
we get the privilege of drinking really good beer, and you know what? It's been something that we wanted to share
is
with everybody.
Each batch going to be different?
Correct.
Well, yeah. Each I mean, batch if it's if different. They brew another batch of this, it'll be very similar. Regardless,
it's not,
I mean,
it's very similar.
Depends
so
on the
brew master would have to be like.
Yeah. They're not Lynn chocolate.
It depends
making
on the harvest, right? Like, depends
day.
On what kind of hop. Like, the hops might be, you know,
harvested in October 1st.
If
and maybe
I saw
October 2nd,
I would order it. I would buy it. And then, like, if the second time it was off, I would never buy it again. But if it was always on point like this, this is actually pretty on point.
This would be very proper.
Similar. Yeah.
This is like...
And served a little bit colder, I would say.
Bam! This is like a jab. Like, yo, they're doing that's karate like in your
it's
face,
chop,
bro.
It's
a chop.
Nice
it's like
chop.
It's a nice, like, woo!
Oh, really good. I give us a 9.
Yeah. 9 was a number. I was going to go 9.5, but I was like, 9.
No, that's a good IPA. It's very bright.
The last one was,
tasty.
Yeah.
Well, because I don't like IPAs, nice. I'll give it an 8.
Because don't do that. Did you like it or not?
Did you like it?
How much did you like it compared to the last two beers?
We'll go nine.
No, but how was it?
If of all the IPAs I've tried,
yeah,
this would be a 9. Yeah, you're right.
This is because I know the quality of what you've had and the way you've rated them. This one seems like it really hit home.
Like it almost really, confuses you because the smell is way
because you're probably thinking like
strong.
Maybe Dan should have poured a little bit more rather than a little bit less.
Yeah,
because
I finished right to the end.
Yeah, because you told me to pour you a little bit less. But
well, because
I
said
you.
Half is good enough because I thought, you know what? I'm not going to like this, so I'm just going to leave half like I did the last time, remember?
Well,
you drink
you know
what you
what
want.
It is.
End of the day.
It's good that you tried it and now it's like...
Yeah, it's actually unbelievable. This puts it back to you got to try.
You have to try these beers.
You
and again, guys, like
and you can't
at the
be,
end of the day, the beers that
you
we know, all drink.
You can't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
We don't even know, guys. When we hit that beer up, we're first time trying it. And literally, we're trying to give you an explanation of what it might be for you if you tried it. And we would hope, because the quality of the beer that I know Robin likes to have, it's high up there.
No more.
It's high up there. And Danny Boy over here, he loves crazy beer. And so do I. But at the end of the day, good or bad, we like to make sure that everybody understands the quality of what beers we get our hands on. Because this is
a quality IPA.
This is called quality. This is not just a beer. This is not just something I went to the local blah and bought one. No, this is a
full sandwich.
This is Danny going out of his way and buying some wicked stuff for us to drink.
That's what I gotta do.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Yeah, this is a cheers.
So
definitely enjoying this. So
thank you.
Yes. Thank you guys for listening. Again, if you are watching on YouTube, please subscribe. Hit that button. That would be amazing.
Hit it up.
If you and like anywhere. IPAs, this would be like a top IPA.
Yes.
It would be.
I know it's said to be a double IPA, which means that it's at the top, but like it's a top
well,
IPA.
Alcohol percentage, yeah. But nonetheless, yes, if you can subscribe, that'd be great. Apple, Spotify, we're on those as well. Give us a follow. You'll always get updates on the latest episodes, which are great.
We're everywhere, guys.
And
come on, guys.
Speaking of episodes, we will see you on our next episode. So happy drinking in the meantime, and hopefully your beer is good.
Stay safe, guys, and... Cowabunga.
Keep it real.